God has something he wants me to share. And we're living in, if you didn't know, and then we'll dismiss the children and all the class. If you didn't know, we are living in the days that Paul wrote about, and they told of these days that would come. And they are here in our generation. Amen. And Jesus is soon to come. You know, when John wrote his letter in Revelation, he said, come quickly, come Lord Jesus, come. And they were looking for him then. And here it is 2,000 years later, we're still looking. You say, wow. Well, if a thousand years in God's eyes, just like a day, so it's really not long.
Amen.
Amen. But my point, what we want to do, we want to get everybody we possibly can in the kingdom.
Amen.
Heaven is a real place. Hell is a real place.
Amen.
And people are dying every day. And someone said, and we had a lot of songs that we sang back then. Well, some of them wrote out of emotion, and some we didn't get by the Spirit, and somebody wrote them just to be popular or to get some money, and just different reasons. But the one that's from the Holy Ghost is what we want to stay with. But they sang the song about, I used to hear my daddy sing it, that when my soul is sleeping in the cold, cold clay, when you die, you leave this body, you either go up or down. Amen. And you're not sleeping in the clay. Amen.
Amen.
That's what they said. But what we want to do is join together as a band of believers.
True.
James says, I'm saying this for a reason. James says, the prayers of the righteous makes tremendous power available. And I don't know, well, I'm sure, we hadn't really grasped the power that's been given to us in Christ Jesus. Now, I think I get a chance to point that out, put a little emphasis on it, and with the scripture, that we need to learn how to tap into that. Brother Hagin talked about some people in life we got a chance to meet. At least we got a book from the lady that he was talking about, his granddaughter, her granddaughter, Sister Sylvia. He said, you talking about a woman could pray heaven and earth together? That's what we want. See, when we know how to pray what's in heaven on earth, ain't nothing the devil can do but just get out of the way. Amen. Amen. So if you will go ahead, classes and children, nursery and youth, go ahead and go to your place. And let's open our Bibles again to the book of Ephesians. And go ahead, guys, and pull up the Passion Translation. On this study tonight, we will need to look at the Passion Translation of the Bible. We will look at several, but I want to start out with that. Paul wrote some of his letters when he was in prison, and he made a statement to the Colossian Christians that he, as he wrote his letter, he said, you probably don't know what great conflict I have for you and them that in Laodicea. And in Philippians, he wrote a letter. He said, he was talking to the believer. He said, some preach the gospel for not the right reason, and then some preach it for the right reason. He said, nevertheless, and he said, to add affliction to my bond, he said, nevertheless, what are they doing in pretense and truth, the gospel is preached. And what God wants me to emphasize tonight, I'm going to go back to the book of Ephesians. I suppose this particular book, this particular letter, I read it more than any other letter in the Bible. And if you'll notice in this particular letter, just the book of Ephesians, it addressed to believers, telling us who we are, what we have, what we can do. And there's some things I want to point out in the scripture. And you find, as I was looking at and studying, you find that in Colossians and even Philippians and other epistles, Paul said the same thing. He just said it a little different way. And so you want to find out who you are and what you have, that you need to spend some time reading in the book of Ephesians and meditating on that, because it'll tell you who you are, what you have, what God has done for you. And so if you'll turn there, and I'm just going to read through, kind of remind us what we covered last week, the first three verses. That's as far as we got last week with the first three verses. And he said, dear friends, this is verse 1. This is Ephesians 1:1. Dear friends, my name is Paul. I was chosen by God to be an apostle of Jesus, the Messiah. I'm writing this letter to all the devoted believers who has been made holy by being one with Jesus. Notice the anointed one. Notice one with Jesus, then he adds the anointed one. Christ is the anointed one. He is the anointed. He said, may God himself, the heavenly Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, release grace. And that's one thing we're going to emphasize tonight, grace. And we want to look into grace. Release grace over you. Notice now that he released grace over you and impart what? Total well-being into your lives. And for just that statement, how could you say God put sickness on you? He released grace so for your total well-being. Then he give you his grace to keep you, give you everything, then he turn around and put sickness on you. Just don't compute. Does it? It really does. But that's why you have to study the scripture, because men out of ignorance will say things that's out of line with the word of God. And we have to go with the word. We can't go with our feeling. We go with our feeling as long as they are right. But when they go contrary to the word, and we're going to have to stay with the word, okay?